This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever it is that you want here on the radio. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Now, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Johnson will be in shortly. I think he's been held up in traffic or something like that. And it's Ian here with you.
And Arya Debetsa.
You were going to say something there? Sorry.
It generally happens a lot in the snow. I believe
there's
it started
snow
snowing.
Out there yet. But, no, there's okay. No snow out there yet. There's supposed to be one of these big,
I think,
bad
technically,
storms.
Technically, there is snow out there.
There is a little flurry, I would say, at the most. Like, there wasn't even any kind of coating on my car when I went out to go and grab some Indian food for which I paid cryptocurrency here.
Very awesome.
Beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire. Just, it tastes better when you pay with crypto.
I bought the cigarettes I've been rolling with crypto.
So, very nice. Yep. Very nice. We can do that here because we actually have a real community of cryptocurrency users. It's a small one. It's, you know, smaller than I'd like it to be. I'd love to see more crypto people moving to New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
And, you know, getting active here and helping us, because the larger the contingent of cryptocurrency users, because we want actual users. If you're just a holder, well, you're not as valuable. It's nice that you're a holder. That's good. I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. It's cool. It's cool that you're into crypto, but using it's important. Using cryptocurrency makes it more real. It makes it more valuable. That's the purpose. The purpose of Bitcoin wasn't just to hold on to it. The purpose was to basically destroy the old money system. I mean, I can't speak for Satoshi Nakamoto, but that's my understanding of part of the motivation behind crypto.
That was how I read the whole thing, was that, you know, the goal was largely to destroy the financial institutions that had, you know, run free all over the world doing whatever they wanted.
Right. And that's changed now. And it's been different for now a decade. It was earlier this month that we celebrated the 10th anniversary of Bitcoin. And, you know, it's doing pretty well. It dropped a little bit over the last couple of days. I think it's around 3,300, maybe 3,400.
I think it's about 3,400.
Yeah,
well, it was during the crypto hour.
It was during. Okay, so you did a check on it recently, because on your show, The Call to Freedom, you guys do a whole hour dedicated to cryptocurrency and technology and gaming and things like that. So check out The Call to Freedom over at calltofreedomlive.com.
That's correct.
All right. Good, good. So we got lots to talk about here tonight. In fact, I do have a couple of Bitcoin stories I've been holding on to for a while. And on the way, we're going to talk about work. I know that Johnson's got a piece that he wants to talk about, jobs that seem pointless. I've got I don't know if hand-wringing is the right term for this. The headline over at the New York Times is, "Why are young people pretending to love work?" And this is unfortunate because it, you know, comes on the heels of an actual decent article on the New York Times. Now, of course, you know, their opinion page, I imagine, has people with different opinions. But there was actually a decent article that was anti-socialism in the New York Times in relation to Venezuela. And it was not, you know, not nice at all to socialism. But in this case, it's got a graphic on a very large graphic on this story. And, you know, that sort of communist propaganda look where there's like the man and the woman looking upwards and, you know, they're holding on to their hammer and sickle or whatever it is they're holding on to. In this case, it's that kind of motif. It's some millennial looking, like there's like a hipster looking guy. There's an Asian guy. There's a black lady, and they're holding on to their tablet and their smartphone, and they're looking up, and they got like the black rimmed glasses and everything. They're just, you know, doing that same kind of looking up at the sky thing, except here, instead of like communist this and that, it says hustle across the top, and then across the bottom it says TGIM. You know what that stands for, right?
Thank God it's Monday.
Right.
What I find most fascinating about that is that wasn't the whole workers' pride thing sort of critical to Marxist ideology in the first place?
Yes, absolutely.
So, and this writer here is like, oh, we need the communism, but without the workers' pride.
Well, apparently without the work. I think like a lot of communists, I mean, without having actually read this story fully, I think without, I've sampled it, and it's like, oh, yeah, we got to talk about this. But without, you know, a lot of communists, they don't actually want to work. They want to live in a world where they have robots do everything for them. And then they can just, I don't know, create artwork all day or sit around and get high or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what they think it's going to be like.
I mean, that wouldn't be impossible, but we're nowhere near that technological level yet.
No.
Maybe one day.
Well, right. And they also believe that the robots are going to be able to, they're going to be able to do central planning with a computer. I don't know if you've heard about the what they call, I think it was Stefan Molyneux, back when he was an actual liberty-loving person. He called it Marxism with robots. It was this, there was a movie called Zeitgeist. You ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it?
It started me down this ideological path.
Did it really? So yeah. We owe it to Zeitgeist, huh?
We do.
All right. Well, the whole part where they talked about...
Oh, they went full-blown communism right, the second and third ones.
They were talking about, like, concentric cities, circled cities with a computer that would be, like, the master control for the entire world that would determine how resources were allocated. I mean, it was the maximum of central control, centrally controlled decision-making.
That wasn't Moving Forward, I guess, the third one, because I didn't finish it.
Maybe. I don't know. I think I only saw the first one, but maybe you're right. Maybe it wasn't the third one. It's been years since I've seen any of those.
The first one was a sort of half-truth documentary about the Federal Reserve and religion and things like that. And then the second one was like, okay, well, here's other things that the state is doing that's messed up.
It must have been the third one then.
And the third one was like, and here's how we're going to fix it.
Right. So here's the headline here again. Why are young people pretending to love work? I saw the greatest minds of my generation log 18-hour days and then boast about hashtag hustle on Instagram. When did performative workaholism become a lifestyle? It's always been a lifestyle.
Yes, forever.
For those people who enjoy being productive. Never once. This is by Aaron Griffith, written just a few days ago. Never once at the start of my work week, not in my morning coffee shop line, not in my crowded subway commute, not as I begin my bottomless inbox slog, have I paused, looked to the heavens, and whispered, hashtag, thank God it's Monday.
I have not either, to be fair.
Me neither. Apparently, that makes me a traitor to my generation. I learned this during a series of recent visits to WeWork locations in New York. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
So I looked into WeWork. Apparently it's one of those kind of, you can rent a working space thing for your company, but it, you know, it's not like, you know how they have like these areas that you don't fully rent the whole space, you just kind of rent part of it, or if you need like an office for the day, you can do that, or if you need, you know, a meeting space, you can use the meeting space at the time you need the meeting space, but at other times others might be using the meeting space. I think that's what they're doing over this WeWork.
Okay.
So it's like a company that rents out to other companies. Where the throw pillows implore busy tenants to, quote, do what you love. Neon signs demand they, quote, hustle harder. And murals spread the gospel of TGIM. Even the cucumbers in WeWork's water coolers have an agenda. Don't stop when you're tired. There's actually a sticker on the water dispenser. Someone recently carved into the floating vegetable's flesh, stop when you're done. So don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
Kool-Aid, I agree with that sentiment.
Kool-Aid drinking, well, you are the problem, according to this article. Kool-Aid drinking metaphors are rarely this literal. Welcome to hustle culture. It's obsessed with striving, relentlessly positive, devoid of humor, and, once you notice it, impossible to escape. Quote, rise and grind is both the theme of a Nike ad campaign and the title of a book by a Shark Tank shark. New media upstarts like The Hustle, which produces a popular business newsletter and conference series, and 137 PM, a content company created by the patron saint of hustling, Gary Vaynerchuk, glorify ambition not as a means to an end, but as a lifestyle. Quote, the current state of entrepreneurship is bigger than career, reads the 1:37 p.m. About Us page. It's ambition, grit, and hustle. It's a live performance that lights up your creativity, a sweat session that sends your endorphins coursing, a visionary who expands your way of thinking. We'll get more into this person who's writing this in the New York Times, their critique of workaholism, their critique of people who love working and love what they do. And they're saying that's a problem. I want to get your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Do you love what you do? Do other people not understand why you love what you do? There's somebody in the New York Times who just doesn't get it. They are really frustrated, this person, Aaron Griffith. and this Erin with an ER, so I presume a female, she's frustrated with her compatriots, her her fellow man and woman who are actually loving their jobs. She doesn't believe it's possible. The headline that we're sharing here is from the New York Times. Why are young people pretending to love work? She just can't even understand why somebody would actually appear to love work. And if they appear to love work, she thinks it's fake, that they're pretending. So, Aria, you described yourself as did you use the term workaholic?
I did not.
Okay.
But, I mean, anybody who spends an excessive amount of time with me will learn that I love being productive.
Yeah. I mean, you're here. This is actually your fourth hour already on the radio. You know, it's your first hour with Free Talk Live. But you were already the host of Call to Freedom this afternoon for 3 hours.
Right, and 2 hours before that, I was editing audio files and working on the podcast and things like that. Being productive is great. It feels good.
You work 5 days a week at a local pizza place here in town. So you were always hustling. And this is one of the things that bothers whoever this lady is that's writing this article. Johnson joining us here after getting stuck in Keene's rush hour traffic or whatever it was.
It's the storm of the century.
Yeah, it's barely a dusting out there thus far. But who knows? We'll see what happens later on. Hey, this is all brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source of everything Bitcoin related, because if you are into productivity, you're probably into money. Just guessing. You're probably into earning some money, in which case you might want to learn about Bitcoin, because it's a way that you can protect the value that you've earned. You earned it, so you ought to not allow the government to steal it from you. And that's what the government does when they print out money. They steal the value that you've created for yourself. Bitcoin can't be touched by the government. And you can learn a whole lot more about it over at Bitcoin.com. They've got a great Bitcoin Academy that you can go through. Shouldn't take you more than 10 or 15 minutes, I don't think. Bitcoin.com. Get started over there. If you're not brand new to Bitcoin, you're still gonna find value over at Bitcoin.com. They've got the latest news headlines on their news site, news.bitcoin.com. You can also engage with their community on the Bitcoin Forum over at Bitcoin.com. TGIM, Johnson. TGIM. You ever heard of that one?
Thank God it's Monday?
Yeah, apparently that's a thing. And so we're talking about this story here where this lady at New York Times, she is just bewildered by why anybody in her age range, I presume she's a millennial, why anybody would enjoy actually working. She's talking about these.
I would think if she is a millennial, she's very accomplished.
What do you mean? Because she's writing for the New York Times?
Well, she's also been writing for Adweek. She was a senior reporter for Reuters all the way back in 2007. Before that, she was working for Merger Market for almost 2 years.
So I mean, it sounds like she's been doing a bit of hustling herself.
Yeah, so she graduated from Ohio University with a Bachelor of Science in 2005.
So she's a millennial. Oh, five. That's
barely. I mean, that's barely. Really close to Gen X.
Not that close. I'm on the border, and I graduated in the late 90s. So okay. I'm borderline.
You graduated college?
College. Yeah, college. 90s? No.
No.
No, no, no. Okay, high school in the late 90s.
Okay. Yeah.
But still, college, she's definitely a millennial. Like, there's no question. She's an early millennial, but she's a millennial.
Okay, fair enough.
Late millennial, because it would be late in the millennial generation, because she's almost Gen X.
That's
she's
I mean.
Like she's like yeah. one high school class away from being Gen X.
I'd say she's a couple years, because generally it's like 1980 to 2000.
Yeah, that's
generally.
What I'm saying. She's within, a 4 or 5 year range period of being Gen X.
So let me go on here. This we're talking about her frustration with these people who like to actually work. Ryan Harwood, the chief executive of – oh, wait, let me jump back a little bit more here. This is a quote from 1:37 p.m., which is one of these, she describes this as a content company that produces a popular business newsletter and conference series. Quote, the current state of entrepreneurship is bigger than careers, says 1:37 p.m.'s About Us page. It says further, quote, it's ambition, grit, and hustle. It's a live performance that lights up your creativity, a sweat session that sends your endorphins coursing, a visionary who expands your way of thinking, unquote. From this point of view, not only does one never stop hustling, one never exits a kind of work rapture in which the chief purpose of exercising or attending a concert is to get inspiration that leads back to the desk. Ryan Harwood, the chief executive at 137PM's parent company, told me that the site's content is aimed at a younger generation of people who are seeking permission to follow their dreams. He said, quote, they want to know how to own their moment at any given moment. Owning one's moment, says the author here, is a clever way to rebrand surviving the rat race. In the new work culture, enduring or even merely liking one's job is not enough. Workers should love what they do, and then promote that love on social media, thus fusing their identities to that of their employers. Well, now, wait a minute. I think this person is confusing entrepreneurship with a job.
Certainly.
So, that's not the same thing. You're not an entrepreneur if you're going to work for somebody else, in my opinion. You're an entrepreneur when you strike out on your own and you do your own thing. And in which case, you better love it because you can put in as many hours as you want to into your own thing.
As you're going to need to, realistically.
Yeah, to compete.
Yeah.
I mean, you were just talking about this yourself, Aria. You are now the person in charge of the Call to Freedom website, as I understand it.
Correct.
Right? So that didn't start with you, but it's a responsibility that you've taken on. And that's one of those things. You know this, Johnson. If you want to pour as much time as you want to into web development, you can pour as much time as you want to into it. Now, at some point, you're going to get diminishing returns, right? At some point, you have to be able to say it's complete, even if it may not be perfect, because, again, perfection is the enemy of the complete. If you're always trying to seek that level of perfection, you're never going to get to it. So it's important to be able to be able to assess where you're at and whatever it is you're trying to accomplish and say, all right, that's good enough. Let's move on to the next task, because there's always going to be something else. After you've updated the website, then you've got to be doing something else, editing some audio or whatever it is, or you know, moving on to the next project. There's always something else on the to-do list. And at times it can overwhelm.
Sure.
It can definitely overwhelm. Like, I've been buried in emails before, and I don't much enjoy that feeling, because there's, you know, there's some tasks when you're an entrepreneur that are more rewarding than others, right? It's not as much fun to scrub the toilets, you know, as it is to, you know, to talk on the radio, for instance. So, you know.
Touché.
Yeah. So, back to the complaining here. In the new work culture, enduring or even merely liking one's job is not enough. Workers should love what they do. Why else would LinkedIn build its own version of Snapchat stories? This is toil glamour, and it's going mainstream. Most visibly, WeWork, which investors recently valued at $47 billion, is on its way to becoming the Starbucks of office culture. It has exported its brand of performative workaholism to 27 countries with 400,000 tenants, including workers from 30% of the global Fortune 500. In January, WeWork's founder, Adam Neumann, announced that his startup was rebranding itself as the We Company to reflect an expansion into residential real estate and education. Describing the shift, Fast Company wrote, quote, rather than just renting desks, the company aims to encompass all aspects of people's lives in both physical and digital worlds. The ideal client, one imagines, is someone so enamored of the WeWork office aesthetic, whip-cracking cucumbers and all, that she sleeps in a WeLive apartment, works out at the Rise by We gym, and sends her children to a WeGrow school.
Whip-cracking cucumbers?
In moments. It's Free Talk Live.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it, because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com, the online doctor's office.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying on Capitol Hill, U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats says North Korea they're not giving up those nuclear weapons.
We currently assess that North Korea will seek to retain its WMD capabilities and is unlikely to completely give up its nuclear weapons and production capabilities. While we assess that sanctions on exports have been effective and largely maintained, North Korea seeks to mitigate the effects of the U.S.-led pressure campaign through diplomatic engagement, counter-pressure against the sanctions regime, and direct sanctions evasion.
Schools are closing and hundreds of flights have been delayed or canceled in the Midwest as they brace for record cold temperatures. The temperatures by themselves, air temperatures that is, could be 20 below zero with wind chills reaching 60 below zero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever it is that you want. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're exploring one person's view of working. It does not appear to be a particularly happy view. This is an author over at the New York Times, Aaron Griffith, who is bewildered by why it is that Erin is seeing her compatriots. I don't know if that's the right term. I'm looking for something else. Anyway, the people her age.
Her peers.
Her peers. Thank you for that, yeah. That she's seeing them enjoying working and being excited by working.
I think she just doesn't understand what she's seeing. I mean, does she enjoy writing? One would assume that she does.
Well, prior to working for the New York Times, she worked for Wired.
As a writer.
Maybe it's a better environment to write at New York Times than it was to write at Wired.
Well, it would certainly pay better.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm sure it would.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Wired's been around for a while, too. Wired's certainly no startup at this point.
No.
But, so she's...
I mean, she's done a bit of hustling herself, but what she does, she enjoys, so she doesn't really consider it to be work and hustling.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Is it work and hustling if you are, you know, doing it for yourself, if you are an entrepreneur? Yeah, I think it absolutely is. But she seems to be conflating, at least at this part of the story, conflating entrepreneurialism with just working a job. And you can be excited about your job. I'm not saying that's impossible. I mean, there are definitely people out there who have jobs that they love.
Sure.
And they're excited to show up in the morning and come to work. I mean, that's ideally who you want to hire, is somebody who has actually got a smile on their face when they come in the morning most days and is excited to stay there. I mean, you want to have somebody like that working for you. I imagine it's a little bit more difficult to find people with that level of enthusiasm for working for somebody else. So I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with this attitude of enjoying work. But she seems to be just flummoxed by it. We're going to continue with the story here. And then, Johnson, you've got a related, I would say related. Mm-hmm. I haven't read the story, but yours is from Reason.com. Why do so many modern jobs seem pointless? So kind of mm-hmm. another aspect of this whole work situation that we find ourselves with here in 2019. So she's talking right now about a company called WeWork, which you said you were already familiar with them, Johnson?
Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
Was my supposition correct? I mean, just having glanced at their website, it looks like one of those shared working spaces where you need an office for an hour, you can go
it's
in
like
there.
It's like a chain shared working space is right. Essentially what it is.
Yeah, and apparently
it's like the McDonald's of shared working.
Right, and then, you know, those shared working spaces, it seems to make sense. You know, if you don't need that office every single day, all day long, why not let somebody else use it? It's just a desk with chairs, you know, a large conference table with chairs. Why do you need to have that just sitting there unused? I mean, it's sort of the idea of in the cities where they got those cars that people share, basically, where you, mm-hmm. you drive the car to a place, you leave the car, and then somebody else can log in and pick that car up and take it somewhere else. It makes sense because in a place like a city, space is at a minimum. Space on the roads is at a minimum, and so just having a car sitting in a parking spot all day while you're working for 8 hours is inefficient. That car could be utilized. It could be used by somebody who needs to go make a delivery or somebody who needs to go home or whatever. So I think these are interesting ideas, and apparently, again, this WeGrow thing has worked out for them. They've expanded into 27 countries, 400,000 tenants. And now they're expanding into places where people can work. And this lady, who's writing the article, finds that to be very disturbing. She says, from this vantage office space, the Gen X slacker pay-in that came out 20 years ago next month feels like science 20 years. Wow. Feels like science fiction from a distant realm. It's almost impossible to imagine a startup worker bee of today confessing, as protagonist Peter Gibbons does, quote, it's not that I'm lazy, it's that I just don't care. Workplace indifference just doesn't have a socially acceptable hashtag.
That was unimaginable when the movie was made. No, nobody was going to go into their office and tell the, what were they called? I don't remember.
The consultants.
The consultants. I don't care. It's right. Not that I hate my job, I just don't care. That wasn't going to happen no. 20 years ago either, lady.
She says it's
That's
not.
Why it's a movie.
It's a movie. It's a comedy.
It was a comedy, yeah, yeah, specifically.
If you haven't seen it, definitely see it. It's great. It's not difficult to view hustle culture as a swindle.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and see that movie.
Just file your TPS report first. She says hustle culture is a swindle. After all, convincing a generation of workers to beaver away is convenient for those at the top. Quote, the vast majority of people beating the drums of hustle mania are not the people doing the actual work. They're the managers, financiers, and owners, said David Heinemer Hansen, the co-founder of Basecamp, a software company. We spoke in October as he was promoting his new book, quote, It Doesn't Have to Be Crazy at Work, about creating healthy company cultures. Mr. Hansen said that despite data showing long hours improve neither productivity nor creativity, myths about overwork persist because they justify the extreme wealth created for a small group of elite techies. He says it's grim and exploitative. Now, we did see some story within the last year. There was a news story about a company in Australia that tried a different work week schedule. They cut down from 5 days to a 4-day work week. Now, the idea was that you still had all your responsibilities that, you know, you had to get done. And I feel like I can't remember if they extended the length of time the people were at the office on the 4 days. I don't remember that detail. But either way, what they found was that having a 4-day work week allowed their workers to be happier and still get all their work done. And it made them more productive in the time that they had because there was less downtime of them, you know, flipping around on Facebook or, you know, basically just goofing off.
So did you comment already on the verbiage of the whip cracking cucumber?
Oh, thank you for the reminder. So actually, you can see here that somebody has carved into the cucumbers in their water cooler at the WeWork place the words, "Don't stop when you're tired, stop when you're done." So that's what they're talking about.
This is a cucumber slice?
Yes.
And somebody carved
like
all of that into one?
It's like a strip of cucumber.
Okay. So yes, that's four strips. So it's four
and then
strips.
They carved away everything but the skin to leave the skin to be the letters.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
And it's weird. It's interesting that this picture was taken by somebody who tweeted and says, "Big shock that WeWork are promoting burnout culture."
Yeah. So, yeah, I see that. That's Steve Buckley on Twitter who said that. Let's see here. So it's grim and exploitative, says this so-called expert. Elon Musk, who stands to reap stock compensation upward of $50 billion in his company, Tesla, meets certain performance levels, is a prime example of extolling work by the many that will primarily benefit him. He tweeted in November that there are easier places to work than Tesla, quote, "but nobody ever changed the world on 40 hours a week," unquote. The correct number of hours varies per person, he continued, but is about 80 sustained, peaking at about 100 at times. Pain level increases exponentially above 80. So see, this is the evil Elon Musk who's trying to motivate his employees to do twice as much work as they should. Is there something inherently wrong with doing 80 hours a week instead of 40?
Not if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say there's certainly something definitely wrong with Elon Musk and his attitude about it.
Tell me about that. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you can certainly be productive and more efficient with your time without necessarily adding more time to it. Like we were just talking about the Australian company mm-hmm. that shifted down to a 4-day work week and found themselves becoming more efficient.
Right.
It's a matter of diminishing returns. And he himself sort of alluded to it by saying that, you know, the pain increases substantially at over 80 hours per week. Well, yeah, and productivity substantially declines at anything over probably about 60.
Well, because you're going to start losing sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get your house clean.
That's if you're working for the 5 days, you know, Monday through Friday, and you're working 80 hours during that Monday through Friday time period, then if you're getting a healthy amount of sleep, you're at least getting 8 hours, and you have no commute, mm-hmm. right? Then you're talking about being working from the moment you wake up to the moment you sleep, because it's 16 hours.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That said, if you are an actual entrepreneur,
right?
Somebody like Chris Reitman, who is on our Thursday night show, he's in that shop as many days as he possibly can be. They're taking one day off each week due to the winter, but then anyway, more coming up. We'll talk more. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Tax facts.
Tax time is here, and that's no time for guessing. So Staples has everything you need for tax season.
Like tax forms, organizational supplies, and TurboTax software.
And right now, you can save up to $20 on TurboTax software at Staples.
With TurboTax, there's no mystery, no guessing. So you report nothing but the tax facts.
Save up to $20 on TurboTax software right now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only ends 2/2/19.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Why people love to work. Now, I kind of understand part of where she's coming from with the overwork culture, the idea that you're not you're not valuable unless you're doing 80 hours a week. I think there's a fallacy to that. I don't think that, you know, you have to put in that amount of time to be a productive person, and that's kind of what she's been talking about here with Elon Musk apparently encouraging his people to work 80 to 100 hours per week rather than 40. So I can understand, you know, that. And ultimately, the competitive marketplace should be bringing the number of hours that people work down over time. And I think that's, to some extent, happened. But we can continue with that discussion here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Aria.
But there's also just the confusion on this person's part of the difference between being an entrepreneur and an actual worker, and just bewilderment on their part of why people love work, why people would even want to work more than 40 hours. This person writing the article doesn't seem to even understand that. As we go back to the phones here for the first time, we got Ron on the line in Florida to start things out here. Excuse me, Ron in New York. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey. I was wondering, what are your thoughts on Justin Amash potentially seeking the Libertarian nomination for president? And also, what do you think about Howard Schultz potentially running as an independent for president?
Howard Schultz, that's the Starbucks CEO, correct?
Yes. Yes, he said he might run as an independent for president. And now a lot of Democrats are freaking out because they think because they believe in the spoiler myth. So they think, oh, well, now he's going to take away votes from us, and it's going to let Trump win.
Yeah, I don't. By the way, I don't know if you're talking through a sock or something like that, but it's kind of you're a little muffled tonight. But we did understand your questions. Have you guys been following these presidential suggestions?
I've been following Starbucks in the past, and yeah.
I mean, we're still nearly 2 years away from the presidential election. Let's be honest.
We're 1 year away from the New Hampshire primary.
And the Libertarians have already had a presidential debate.
Have they really?
They have. I mean, it's a complete mess. Yeah. We have let politics in general just consume way, and I say this while being on a political talk radio show, but we've let politics consume way
I'm
too much of our lives.
I wouldn't call this a political talk radio show. I mean, just because we're on talk stations that tend to be political, I find politics to be despicable. I find politicians to be awful. I don't want to spend my time talking to them. We don't, you know, we haven't mentioned a single politician tonight until Ron called in.
True.
So, yes, we will take calls about politics, but honestly, I don't pay attention to this stuff. In fact, that was one of Chris Cantwell's complaints about me, was that whenever he and I are talking, he's always like, he always knows what's going on with D.C. and who's doing what, and he says I'm a terrible talk show host because I don't know that crap, but I'm not interested in it, so why should I know it?
Hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter to me. So this Justin Amash guy, he, as I recall, is the somewhat liberty-friendly Republican guy, basically.
I would say he's the best of the Libertarian caucus. What do they call themselves?
Is he a U.S. rep?
The Freedom Caucus. Yeah, I would say Amash is the best among those.
Is he a rep or a senator?
I think he's a rep.
He's a rep.
Okay. Now, are you just speculating that this guy is going to run, or has he been saying that he's thinking about running?
Well, he was speculating because he was at the Young Libertarian Conference, and he said that he was talking about the potential for a 2020 run, and he said, the Libertarians can't nominate what he called a squishy Republican. Those were his words. And then Bill Weld yelled at, I guess Bill Weld was in the audience, and he started saying, yeah, I'm a squishy Republican. You should run.
What does that even mean? What is a squishy Republican?
I think he means like Gary Johnson.
But what does it mean to be squishy?
Do you like hugs?
Free hugs? What does that mean?
Who doesn't like free hugs?
Like a lightweight libertarian, I think he was thinking of.
A what libertarian?
A lightweight.
Lightweight. I see. Well, I mean, from what I understand about the guy, he is a lightweight. I mean, he's certainly not, he's a Republican. He's not a libertarian.
You said this was Bill Weld criticizing him?
No, Bill Weld said he should run. While he was giving a speech, Bill Weld just, like, got up and rudely interrupted him.
Now, for listeners that don't know, Bill Weld was the vice presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party in 2016. He was terrible. He's a Republican. He is a former governor of Massachusetts. I'd never heard of the guy before he got into that race and ended up winning that nomination. But he ended up endorsing Hillary Clinton from the campaign trail on more than one occasion. I mean, it was just an absolute mess.
He was always kissy-kissy, lovey-lovey with her. I mean,
he's best friends with her.
Watergate.
He's old buddies. Yeah, he's old buddies with her from way, way back. And so, no, I mean, Ron, it's hard to get excited about any Republican running for the Libertarian nomination at all. So that's what I'll say about that. And then what was the other question? It was Amash and who else?
Howard Schultz.
Oh, the Starbucks guy. Great. I think he should run for an independent seat. The more candidates, the better for people to choose from, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, from what I understand, he's basically a lefty. And this is the former CEO. He is no longer the CEO of Starbucks, correct?
Yeah. Well, I think ideally having a large number of candidates will put so much pressure on the Republicans and Democrats to include them in the debates that it would do very good things.
Especially somebody like Schultz, who is presumably a billionaire. I mean, he's or at least very, very wealthy. He's probably done pretty well for himself if he was the CEO of Starbucks. Yeah. If somebody like that is more likely to get, it is probably less likely to be ignored by the media in that case. So there you go, Ron. Anything else you want to share?
I feel like if Schultz runs, the Democrats, I think if the Democrats like get a candidate that's terrible and that candidate ends up losing, they're just going to blame it on Schultz. And if Trump loses because he runs a bad campaign, he's probably just going to blame it on Schultz as well.
Well, why not?
There's this spoiler that Ross Perot is responsible for 1992 and Ralph Nader is responsible for Al Gore losing, when in all reality that none of that's true.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ron. I appreciate hearing from you. Now, if you want to talk about the political nominations and such, I got to say, I hope John McAfee does pretty well as far as getting the Libertarian Party's nomination. I know he's going
to
go for it.
I did, until he tried to shill a scam coin to me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Because this was crazy. You talked about it on the Call to Freedom earlier this week, I think it was, or yesterday.
Yeah.
You just happened to get an instant message from him?
I did. It was very weird.
On Facebook?
Yeah. Not something.
Had you ever talked to him before?
No.
I mean, are you friends with him?
No. I've commented back and forth on occasion.
Are you sure it was actually him?
It may have been a bot.
But did it come from his account?
It was absolutely Sean McAfee's account.
Are you somebody who likes one of his pages?
No.
How in the world did he end up hitting you up then? That's what I wanted to know. I figured if it were a bot, that he would just automatically be sending messages to everyone who likes a thing that he does, right? Like one of his pages on Facebook, get a list of whoever it is that likes the page, and then just start sending your bot to send a promotional message to every single person there. But you're saying you don't like any of the things that he's got on Facebook?
Not that I'm aware of.
Maybe it's a friend of a friend or something like that? Maybe somehow he's got a bot that's like tracing through his
searching based on crypto keywords.
Would that pull up somebody's profile?
Good, absolutely.
Yeah? Okay. So what happened with McAfee?
So after a bit of conversation about his upcoming 2020 presidential campaign, where he directed me to their Discord chat and things like that. You know,
so it was a promotional campaign thing. It was like, I'm running for president. Here's my Discord chat. I hope you'll support me. Was that kind
of... it was more direct than that. Mm-hmm. It was less politician-y.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it was more human being to human being, or human being to bot.
But, yeah, okay. And
if it's a bot, it's a very good bot.
Did you ask some questions that the bot responded to, or the person, or...
I did.
Maybe it's not a bot. Maybe he hired some kid in, India or something like that, right?
Sure.
With some canned responses, but what...
It was odd to me. Well, I didn't have any ideas on how to test it beyond asking it questions and trying to get answers, or asking him questions and trying to get answers. I did ask him... I did notice that any of the questions I asked him, strangely, like he was taking a high school test, contained the question within the answer. Like if I said something like, how's the oceanic life? He would respond, the oceanic life is awesome. And it's just a weird way for a human being to speak. It's like, I acknowledge the words you used.
Mm-hmm.
My question is if he wins the presidency and Bitcoin is not $500,000, does he still follow through?
On his promise to eat a portion of himself on national television if Bitcoin doesn't reach, he said $500,000.
Is that like how he fulfills the State of the Union address one year or something?
I don't know. There's more coming up, though. We can talk more about the McAfee bot, suspected bot, and working. Too much?
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwave heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late, 800-213-9264.